AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The man accused of opening fire at the White House Correspondents Association dinner railed against Trump administration policies and writings sent to family members. The AP reviewed the messages in which the suspect made repeated references to President Trump without naming him directly. The gunman also referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin. The messages were sent shortly before shots were fired at the Washington Hilton on Saturday night. Authorities say Cole Thomas Allen tried to charge the hotel ballroom before being tackled to the ground and taken into custody. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports King Charles III is arriving in Washington for a four-day state visit aimed at celebrating the U.S.'s 250th anniversary.
King Charles's trip comes amid strained transatlantic ties that are partly over disagreements between the UK government and President Donald Trump over issues including the Iran war. Trump has praised Charles, but criticised Prime Minister Keir Starmer for not supporting military action. The visit includes a White House state dinner and a speech to Congress. Concerns exist, though, about potential embarrassments, especially given Trump's recent contentious remarks. A shooting incident at a Washington dinner attended by Trump has sparked a last-minute security review, but Buckingham Palace in London says the trip's going ahead as planned. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two Middle Eastern officials say Iran is offering to end its chokehold over the Strait of Hormuz without addressing its nuclear program. The proposal passed to the U.S. by Pakistan also includes a request for the U.S. to end its blockade of Iran. Trump is unlikely to support the proposal as he wants Iran's nuclear program ended as part of a broader deal to end the war. More stories at APNews.com. This is AP News. The sole Republican senator getting in the way of President Trump's pick to lead the Federal Reserve says he's ready to vote yes.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh, President Donald Trump's pick as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Tillis tells NBC's Meet the Press now that the U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia has dropped the investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's multi-billion dollar building renovations, he'll no longer stall Warsh's nomination in the GOP-controlled Senate Banking Committee.
I am prepared to move on with the confirmation of Mr. Warsh. I think he's going to be a great Fed chair.
Tillis says he felt like there were prosecutors in D.C. who thought the investigation would force Powell to leave before his term ends May 15th, and that any building cost overruns President Donald Trump had criticized have not risen to a criminal prosecution. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.